Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Joining me now is Patriots tight end Martellus Bennett. And let me ask you this. After four games in, you finally experienced your first loss. What was that like for you?
It was a good experience. You know, you don't want to lose. And it sucks. I've lost a lot of games throughout my career, and I'm not here to lose. I don't want to lose in life.
Yeah, you just move on, right? After that loss, you just move on.
That's what go to the next thing. It's just losing. It's hard to win them all. You want to win them all, but
doesn't say that in the rule book.
Yeah,
you can't win them all.
Yeah, it doesn't say that. But adversity comes, you know, throughout all parts of the season. You know, you have some games you play well, and some games are just not clicking, and the other team is the better team that day. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean it'll be the better team all season.
Up until Sunday, I heard you say this before, that you were having the most fun ever playing in professional football. Is that true?
Yeah, man. I play football because it's fun. There's a million things I could do in life, you know. Personally, I feel like I could be successful at, but I just play football because it's fun. You get to stiff arm people, step on people, and people cheer for that. You know, if I go to the grocery store and stiff arm somebody for their Lucky Charms, then it's frowned upon. You know, you can't do that in America. But on the football field, you can do anything. And I just like playing football, blocking for my teammates, working hard with a group of guys who come together for one goal from all different walks of life. You don't really get too many environments that's like that.
Great point. Is this what you thought it would be coming to New England?
I had no thoughts about it whatsoever. You know, I try to go into situations with no expectations and just take it for what it is. And that's how I've been able to live in the moments throughout my life. You know, there's times where you prejudge things or you have expectations. It should be like this, whether it's relationships or people you meet. Now I just take people for who they are and situations for what they are. And I feel most of the time I feel like I'm in the moment. I'm in the now when I do that. So I've just been enjoying the ride.
Correct me if I'm wrong, speaking about rides, did you carpool with Jacoby Brissett coming to the stadium?
Yeah, I carpooled with him the Miami game. Last week I carpooled with Carreras. I don't know how to say
Ted
his last
Karras.
Name. I just call him Ted.
Right.
You know. So I came with Ted last week, and because I don't drive. I live in the city. We have one car, so I have to leave the car for my wife.
And have your license. You just don't use the car.
I don't drive on Saturdays or to work on Saturdays unless it's an away game.
Got it.
Yeah.
Just rule part of the family. Thing.
Yeah, just try to make it work. You know, you got to make sure the wife gets to the game. You got the car seat in the car.
Being considerate.
Yeah, I'm a considerate husband.
Hold up your hands, will you?
Yeah.
I mean, you got every finger taped.
These are the hands of God. That's why I tell defenders when I'm blocking them. They'd be like, those are man hands. These are the hands of God.
Well, how big are your hands? Let me see.
They're not that big.
Well, no, really not. Mine are bigger than yours.
They're big enough to slap people, though.
How about stiff arm?
Oh, they're good. They're good for stiff arming. These hands have done a lot. They're good for drawing, cooking, coloring, blocking.
Are they good for catching Brady's passes? That's who's coming back next.
Yeah, they catch balls, too. They're good. I like these hands. They don't sell these at Walmart.
No, they don't.
Nah, these are like Barney's. You got to go to Barney's to get hands like these.
What's it going to be like to have Brady back in the back with the offense?
I don't know. This is my first year really playing with him, so I haven't really played in a regular season game with him, so I don't know what to expect. I'm just going out there and just playing football.
Are you getting to know him?
I mean, yeah, I know him. I talk to him every single day, yeah. I mean, but as people, yeah. But, like, in a regular game situation, I haven't really ever took snaps with him besides preseason, but, you know, we go out full package and it doesn't seem as intense sometimes. So, and he doesn't take that many snaps. So
right.
It's a new experience for me and I'm looking forward to it.
You got to be looking forward to it. You're talking about one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Coming from Chicago, you have to be looking forward to it, right?
No comment.
Smart man. Smart man. Hey, well, good luck against Cleveland, a team that you cannot overlook, right?
I don't overlook anyone. Anyone could be the NFL. Anyone could lose at any time. Saw that last week. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you got to come out, give it your best, you know, be prepared. Preparation has to be on point. Game plan, how I'm going to attack this guy, this defender, when I'm blocking this guy. They got a really young team, so, you know, it's a little bit different when you play against a young team because they may just be Mavericks out there and they don't really stick in the system sometimes, which makes it tougher to block because they're not where you expect them to be. So just getting ready to get my body right to fly around and just, you know, try to knock people down and make yards after the catch and break tackles and have fun and celebrate with my teammates. I'm trying to get another W. I just want to win.
I understand. Last question. What's with all the gold then?
Oh, first, you know, I upgraded. When first I only had baby Jesus and I only had a head of Jesus because I couldn't afford the whole body of Christ.
So you're a Christian?
Yes, I am a Christian. And now I got my daughter called it Big Jesus. Now I got two Big Jesuses because I was able to upgrade a little bit to the Big Jesuses. I'm trying to make it so I could afford the whole body of Christ. That way I could have a full Jesus on my chest. Now I got four times the blessing.
There you go. Hopefully you're blessed this weekend.
Yeah,
good luck this weekend against Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.